It started innocently enough. I always knew he was a little kinky. It was one of the things I liked about him, even before we started officially dating. Up until then, I'd only dated really straight-laced guys, the kind whose idea of getting freaky was doing it with the lights on. Boring. But I wasn't really interested in just getting bent over and fucked like a whore either, right? At least, not back then. What I really wanted was a nice mix between gentle and dominant, and he seemed like just the right fit for me. He wasn't an alpha male dickhead, but we both knew he wore the pants, and I was okay with that. You know, I always had a bit of a submissive streak in bed, so when he brought out the collar, I was more than accepting of it. I was excited about it. And so was he, very much so. We must have fucked like 4 times that night. That was just the start, though. Next morning, he asks, well, really, he tells me, to start wearing the collar under my clothes. All the time, at work, at home, whatever. I was a little hesitant at first. Keep the kinks in the bedroom and all that. But the more I thought about it, the more I liked the idea. It might sound dumb to you, but the idea that I was wearing this symbol of servitude and submission 24/7, I thought it would turn me on, and boy, was I right. Didn't matter if I was at work or riding the bus home, all I had to do was feel that firm grip around my neck, and I started to get wet. Oh, come on, don't give me that look. You're looking at my naked body right now. I think we're well past the point of TMI. And besides, you wanted to know the whole story, didn't you? Anyway, it went on for like that for a couple of weeks. He started getting a little more firm with me in bed, spanking my ass when we fucked, whispering dirty talk in my ear, that kind of thing. Gentle, though, always gentle. I loved that about him. It was that firm but kind thing, you know? I didn't realize it at the time, but what I was looking for wasn't a boyfriend, it was a master. And that's what he became for me. What really tipped the scales, though, was the Christmas party. I bet you remember that, right? There we were, the whole group of us, and without any warning, right in front of everybody, he grabbed my ass and told me to get drinks for the group. I must have turned about a dozen shades of red. You guys probably thought it was because I was angry, right? But the truth is, I was horny as fuck. Being degraded like that in public, treated like I wasn't even a person? Holy shit, it turned me on. We fucked like rabbits after you guys left. Hey, I told you, I'm sharing everything here. Once he knew I liked being humiliated in public, that changed everything. I stopped hiding the collar in public and let him dictate. Basically, every aspect of my appearance, my hair, the kind of clothes I wore, I became his little doll, and I loved every minute of it. There were a few speed bumps, some boundaries we needed to hash out, but for the most part, what Master wanted, Master got. But we weren't done yet, not even close. You would have never guessed it to know him, but it turned out Master had a bit of a pet play fetish. When my birthday rolled around, he showed me the present he got me. My tail. Got it plugged in right now, see? A few years ago, if you told me I'd be shoving a plug up my ass every morning, I'd have told you you were crazy. Now, I feel empty without it. Every dog's gotta have a tail, right? The ears? Those were my idea. I figured if we're gonna do the pet play thing, might as well go all the way. I wasn't really into the idea of those latex dog suits, too sweaty, but fake ears? Those I could do. They might not be as kinky as the tail, but they complete the look, and frankly, they're cute as hell. Just look at me and tell me I'm not the cutest damn puppy you ever saw. Anyway, I took to my new role with gusto. Maybe a little too much gusto. I stopped going to work after a while. I didn't really need the money anymore. Master took good care of everything. I guess at some point the pet play thing stopped being play and started being a lifestyle. I felt a little weird about it at first, but then I realized, you know what? Master's happy. I'm happy. We're not hurting anybody, so who cares? If I want to be a dog, I should be allowed to have that, right? This is America, damn it. Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm not crazy or brainwashed or anything. I know I'm not really a dog, like, biologically. But I like living as one. It makes me happy to be Master's good little girl. You know how stressed I was at my job, with my family? Now that I'm just a bitch, I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. I play with my toys, sleep in my bed, get fucked by Master, and call it a day. If this isn't paradise, it's pretty damn close. So, that's the whole story. I know it probably shocked you to see me like this, bare-ass naked and leashed in the backyard. Sorry about that. But this is my life now. Maybe someday I'll get tired of it and want to go back to being a person, but for now, I'm happy right where I am.